Fur and feather.
How would you like to have a tiger in your living room or an elephant in your garden? What about a zebra in the garage? They are extraordinary animals, but most of them are fairly impractical to keep at home. Besides, it would not be legal, and your neighbours would probably complain. It is a good thing we have other alternatives. Pets. It means a lot to have an animal friend. Hundreds of millions of animal lovers around the world can't be wrong. Let us take a closer look at some of our furry and winged friends, and some without feathers or fur too. Dogs are said to be man's best friend, and once you have befriended a dog, it will never let you down. It will stay loyal to you forever. Dogs are also incredibly versatile animals. Blind people use dogs as guide dogs, and the police use them to catch criminals and to find anything from bombs to drugs. Their sense of smell is beyond compare, so mountain rescue dogs can be used to find people who are buried under the snow after an avalanche, for example. It is also becoming increasingly popular to train dogs to find mushrooms in the forest, and a hunter would be lost without a dog. However, most people have a dog simply because they want it to be part of the family, and for people who live alone, a dog is perfect company. A dog can be very useful when people are trying to get into shape too. We usually talk about walking the dog, but maybe it is the other way round. Dog in space. In 1961, the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man to orbit Earth. No man had ever been in space before. However, a living creature beat him by 4 years. In 1957, a stray dog from the streets of Moscow was launched from Earth in the spacecraft Sputnik 2. They used a stray dog because the scientists believed it would tolerate the extreme stress of a spaceflight better than other dogs. Her name was Laika. They secured her with a special harness and gave her food and water for the flight. At the time, there was no technology to take the spacecraft safely down to Earth again, so Laika was sacrificed in the name of science. Sputnik 2 continued to circle the Earth for 163 days before it fell out of orbit and burnt up. Nobody knows how long Laika stayed alive. You have probably heard the expression, "They fight like cats and dogs." But do cats and dogs always fight? Lots of people have both a cat and a dog, and as long as they are used to each other, they can be good friends. Cats are willful and independent animals. They cannot be trained as dogs, not because they are less intelligent, but because they do not want to be told what to do. And just like their much bigger cousins in the Serengeti and other places in Africa, they are natural hunters. So people who are thinking of getting a cat should not be too squeamish. There is a fair chance that your cat will bring its prey into your house. A mouse, a rat, or maybe a baby bird. If you do not like the sound of this, you could always consider a pedigree cat. These cats normally stay indoors most of the time, and their owners often put a collar and a lead on them, just like you do with a dog. Tortoises may not be very responsive animals, and they are definitely not a good choice if you want to experience the great outdoors with your pet. But they can be quite interesting. Tortoises are hibernating animals. This means that if they get very cold, their body functions shut down and they sleep for a long time. Some owners recreate a natural environment for their tortoise, which means that they let it stay outside even when it is cold. This means they say goodbye to their pet in the autumn and say, "Good morning, wakey wakey, rise and shine," in spring. If you think it is a bit boring just to watch your pet sleeping month after month, tortoises can be kept inside. Then they will not hibernate. Rabbits come in all colours and sizes, some with long ears and others with short ears. They are sweet animals, but if you plan on keeping them indoors, there is one thing you should keep in mind. They have long teeth, and they love gnawing. Gnawing carrots is great. If they start gnawing on your best furniture, it could lead to problems. Gnawing on electrical leads, however, could be fatal. So perhaps it is best to keep them in a special part of the house. A rabbit came into a shop and asked,
"Got any carrots?"
The seller answered, "No." The next day the rabbit came again and asked,
"Got any carrots?"
The seller replied, "No." Next day the rabbit came and asked,
"Got any carrots?"
The seller shouted,
"No, and if you come again and ask for carrots, I'll take some nails and hammer you on the wall by your ears."
Early next morning the rabbit came back and asked,
"Got any nails?"
The seller answered,
"No."
The rabbit asked,
"Got any carrots?"
Budgerigars, or budgies, as they are often called, are quite common pets. They come in all colours, green and yellow, white and blue, all yellow, all white, etc. They are relatively small, so they do not need a very big cage. But they are very sociable birds, so they feel lonely without a mate. If you want to bond strongly with your budgie, a single one might be the best choice, however. They are very good at imitating voices and learn quickly, so you had better not tell them your secrets. If you want to go for something bigger, a parrot might be the answer. They are talkers, just like budgies, but they are also screamers. So if you are not keen on extra noise in your house, you may want to choose a smaller bird. Horse riding is great fun. Not very many people have the opportunity to have a horse of their own, but you can always visit the local stable to go riding. Just like dogs, horses become very attached to people they know, and when you are mounted on a horse, you feel you are almost one with the animal. This is actually what the Indians in Mexico believed when they saw a man riding a horse for the first time. The Spaniards came to Mexico in the 16th century, and at that time there were no horses there. So when the natives saw Spanish horse riders, they thought man and animal was one creature. Throughout history, horse riding has mostly been a male pursuit. People used them as workhorses to do hard work. They rode them when there was war, and of course there were cowboys in the USA and South America. They were mostly men. Today, however, horse riding is generally more popular with girls than with boys, which is rather strange. There is nothing feminine about riding a horse. So come on, boys, give it a try. There is something about the outside of a horse that is good for the inside of a man. Winston Churchill.